Welcome back to Just Yapping, the number one radio show in your area. While he puts on the headphones into the mic, what is up, everybody? I'm Jace. I'm joined here today by
Noah.
And
yeah, okay, so welcome back to Just Yapping, guys, the number one growing radio show in the world. We're actually number one in the world, too. Don't look that up. Don't fact check that. It's true. I'm joined here today by...
Who am I?
And... All right, we got them. Okay, so today, yeah. What are we doing today, children?
That's a long name.
Children? I'm older than you, little bruh.
Okay, but he's not.
Yeah, he's the child, so it's not Ren, it's just
child. What's
going
on, little boy?
Yeah, little boy. What's good, nephew?
Imagine being young, not being unk status.
Speaking of nephew, when do we think Miles... I'm kidding.
Soon. It's gotta be.
It's gotta be soon. We need it.
Anyway. Not talking about that before we get into it.
Okay, you said you had a topic for us today, Noah.
Yeah, what's the topic?
Is it about Beyonce? Did she go to space too now?
No. There's just her tour starting up.
Is Indiana one of the places she's going to?
I don't know.
Look it up. You have your phone.
Wait, what's one of her songs? I don't know any of her songs.
Yeah, I don't think I know any Beyonce
songs.
That one
that goes... Hang on.
Awesome.
We don't know any Beyonce songs, so this is awesome. I love having a radio show that we know nothing about.
Texas Hold'em. This ain't Texas. Ain't no Hold'em. That one? You know that one?
No, I have no idea.
It's like the most popular song. It was like the most popular song in the world for like a month and a half. I do not know what it is.
All right, so Ben 10, right? Okay.
Oh, my God. We're not talking about this. I played Ark. We can't talk about this.
Oh, yeah,
I played Ark. It was so bad.
It was only bad because it was laggy. Also, you picked, like, the number one map for lag.
Oh.
Because it's, like, it has the most on it.
Oh. Well, it was the coolest map, so, of course.
Of course. It's just, like, amazing.
I deleted it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
I kind of thought you did as soon as you got off.
I did, yeah.
We played with Nick a little bit after you got off, and then he broke and then didn't get back on.
Oh.
You just, like, randomly dipped, and we were like, oh, okay, bye.
Yeah, so, looks like there's not really much info for the tour right now.
What's it called?
It's called the...
Is there no name?
There should be a name.
It's the Cowboy Carter Tour.
Yeah, it's the
Cowboy
name of her album.
I don't know interesting who or what that is.
It's the name of her album. Just said it. Turn your hearing aids up, Grandpa.
So,
you just called me... A child, and now you're calling me grandpa?
Gotta choose one. Your uncle grandpa.
Yeah, for real. Your nephew cousin the third. Come on.
Exactly. Dude, did you guys like the Eras Tour?
Oh, yeah. Like
how was that?
Like I went to that.
The Taylor Swift Eras Tour?
No.
Why not?
I don't know about you,
but... We get it. Your girlfriend? I can't say what I want to say, but we get it. You have a girlfriend. You have to enjoy Taylor Swift now. But
we ain't Swifties, bro.
His girlfriend's definitely a Swiftie.
She's not. She's very, very not.
I don't believe it.
Proof.
Proof. I'll show you some of the music after radio because it's not for radio.
Oh, can't talk about it on air, huh?
Be quiet, Noah.
Now who's doing it?
What's...
How you want, bro?
Little bruh.
What's up, little bro?
Okay, so did you guys know that Ben 10's really cool?
Oh my God, nobody cares about Ben 10,
but after
bro.
We played Ark, we played some GTA, kind of, except Jace played the story mode for like...
It wasn't the story mode. Can I explain to you what happened?
He played the tutorial for like 2 hours.
For the online. Why do you make a tutorial for the online when it's actually just meant to have fun? There's no actual story that goes on in the tutorial unless if you want to make $1 billion.
Yeah,
that's not
so
my goal.
He literally just like was in the tutorial for 2 hours.
It was only an hour, actually.
While me, Nick, and Bladen were just messing around.
Yeah, I know. I felt so left out. It's just like all the parties I've ever been to.
Dang.
L take.
W take.
And then we also played some Minecraft for a little bit. but Mr. Jarce got very bored very fast with
that. Oh yeah, I saw
that we played GTA.
I saw you were playing Minecraft on Discord.
I doubt it.
Nuh-uh.
I doubt it. Well, hi, Bryant.
This ain't Texas.
No, it's Bryant. Don't hold on. Oh, I think he's turning it up. Can you hear us? Can you hear us, Bryant? Oh, okay. Hi, Bryant.
Hi, Bryant.
Give us a little dance. Give us a dance. Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting jiggy with it.
Is that
all
your
right.
Fortnite dance?
New Fortnite dance called Getting Jiggy With It.
Getting Jiggy With It.
How many V-Bucks?
Time to get Schwifty.
Too many.
1,500.
Nah, 1,500? At least.
That's like a battle pass, ain't it?
Yeah.
No, battle pass is 950.
Oh. I thought they upped the price recently.
Yeah, they...
They might have.
They might... They put it up to 1,000.
Inflation these days.
Yeah. $10 for a battle pass, really?
Inflation for digital currency.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a marathon this Friday and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12 a.m.
A.m.
Yeah.
I know how time works, I swear.
No, you don't. What month is it?
Right. April. It's my birthday tomorrow.
What month is it after April?
May.
What's after May?
July?
Nope.
No. You do not
know
how time.
You forgot six.
June.
Forgot six?
June.
Yeah, June.
Six other months?
June. June is month six.
June and then July.
What's after that?
October.
Nope.
September.
Not at all.
It's not September either?
No.
August.
There you go. What's after August?
October.
Nope.
No.
My brain's melting as yours.
This is definitely going to get clipped.
Hold on, I got this. September.
And you're pulling my leg.
He's yanking my chain.
Is it September next?
Yes.
And then October.
Okay.
And then I know November, December after that.
Okay. And what starts off the year?
Okay, you got to be pulling our fingers.
Hold on. He seriously does not know months. It is bad. And he's going off to college.
Hold on.
They're going to say there's going to be exam in like May, and he's going to think, okay, that's next month.
I genuinely don't believe that he's doing, he doesn't know.
January is the first month of the year.
No, he has to be messing.
No, he's not. My mom's asked him,
January
these questions.
Is the first month of the year.
Yes, what's the second month?
Simple knowledge.
February, because that's Valentine's Day. Third is it March?
Yep. Okay.
And then now it's April.
Yep, good job.
Me go. I got it.
Eventually.
First try.
No.
And a lot of doubt from Noah that I don't know things.
No, I thought you did. I thought you were just pulling my leg. He's the one who's doubting
you. I won't touch your leg. I don't want to touch your leg. I have my own legs.
It's a figure of speech.
I'll touch my own legs. Thank you very much.
It's a metaphor.
Kids these days.
Okay, Grandpa.
So, did you guys have high-pitched voices whenever you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, well, some kids, they're born like, hey, man, what's going on?
Hey,
it's kind of scary.
Don't worry. What I know how to use a bathroom. Like, what?
Why? Sorry. Cardi came out of me.
So, Jace.
Yeah?
Do you enjoy being ginger?
No.
Why not?
Because I get called Ed Sheeran, Leprechaun.
Do you get bullied a lot?
I used to, yeah.
As you should, loser. Ha!
Nobody
cheers. I can
cheers.
Kick you off right now. You know that, right? You know how much power I hold?
But you know that I love you, so it's okay.
So, Noah, how are you?
I'm doing pretty okay.
Hang on, I'll bring Cohen back because he's our entire topic. There we go.
You know what else there is in ARK? Cats.
Wow. I wonder what other games have cats.
Whenever we got in
there's a crazy game called Stray. It's all about
great
cats.
Game.
It's a great game. Yes.
Dude, as soon as we got in the game, into ARK yesterday, the first thing me and Bladen saw was a giant bird kill a cat.
Heck yeah.
It was terrible.
I got attacked by a bunch of dogs.
You got attacked by the Armadagos?
Yeah.
Did you hit one?
Maybe. Allegedly.
That's why you got attacked, because you're dumb.
No.
You're saying they have the same thinking method as Minecraft dogs?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So why am I turned up so much?
You're not.
You should be.
Mic 3 is just naturally loud.
This is mic 4.
There's no 4 mics.
Yeah, there is. There's one over there.
Well, yeah, but they have their own board.
You know what he meant.
Did I know what you mean?
Yeah, don't be a smart butt.
Stop talking back to your father.
Yeah. Sometimes I just gotta let out my alpha.
Okay.
And you're canceled.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It's just, I knew you were gonna say something, but I didn't know what.
The other day, when I was at work, a lot of the customers weren't being very nice, and I went and told my boss that, and she checked her phone, and she was like, oh, it's probably because there's no moon cycle tonight, and I was like, yeah, they can't let out their alphas.
Nice.
So everybody was very disappointed that day, because they couldn't let out their alphas.
Yeah. How'd you enjoy when I walked in?
I think it was just a Monday. I was like,
oh my gosh, I want this guy gone so bad.
Yep.
Yahoo!
Yep.
I think they just had the Monday blues.
He walked in the store and I told him to get out like 8 times.
Yeah, and I told him I need to report something to HR.
Yeah, so he got me fired.
Yeah, he's just wearing the shirt for fun now. He's addicted to the job.
Maybe he's just comfortable.
Maybe it's just the good way quality.
You said that with the sass. Maybe it's just comfortable.
Yeah, maybe it is.
All right.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. Sorry, I was singing Dear Jane.
I won't judge Judy.
No, I love that album. Judy. Have you listened to Chromacopia yet?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. I have. I've listened to the song.
I can't even.
Chromacopia.
Yeah, I think the version that was on TikTok is better than the Spotify version.
What?
I'll show you later.
Hey. Thought I was dead. The CD and the vinyl have Cardi on it.
Yeah, well, I haven't. Well, actually, you showed me it, but I like the original better.
Yeah, I like the Cardi one better.
Yeah, well, I think you're wrong.
You know what? I think Call Me If You Get Lost is the better album.
I think that you just are in love with Cardi.
Cardi wasn't even on that album.
I'm just saying in general.
Yeah, I am, but it's not the point.
So, yeah. You know what artist or band or musical thing are you in love with? And mayonnaise is not an instrument.
That is debatable. We had this debate yesterday, Kellen. Mayonnaise is indeed an instrument.
All you said was mayonnaise is indeed an instrument, and I said no way, and then you said indeed. That was the whole conversation.
Yeah, because you could bang on the lid of a mayonnaise. Just like anything can be an instrument. You can go.
Anything cannot boom, be an instrument. It's not an instrument.
It is.
No.
It's a percussion. It
makes sounds.
No.
Boom.
It's not, that'd be a drum.
Yeah. Well, it's a drum.
No.
Mayonnaise? A big mayonnaise? Thing of mayonnaise?
Is not a drum.
Hold on. You just said that would be a drum. Buddy, a drum is an instrument. What
okay.
are you talking hold about?
Ego child.
But
ego
that would child. That would be a drum. That wouldn't be mayonnaise. That would be a drum.
No, but the mayonnaise makes a drum sound. So therefore, that, mayonnaise
it doesn't make
is
a drum sound.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go ba-dum-tsh.
That's not a drum. That's a drum symbol.
The symbol's at the end. That's the tsh.
I know.
The rest of it is the ba-dum. It doesn't go ba-dum.
It goes kick, tsh. But it can go.
You it hit can't a go that.
You, if you hit the top of a mayonnaise jar and it goes.
It goes more like.
That's literally a hi-hat, bro.
What even is that word?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
It's a thing on a drum.
Dude, this guy.
Get out. Music nerded, nerd.
Mayonnaise is not an instrument.
It can't be, though. That's the issue. Patrick was on something there. He was.
Patrick is never on something. Patrick is insane. He was like, let's just take Bikini Bottom and push it somewhere else.
And guess what they did? They did it.
They did it. And it missed the asteroid. You're right. Okay. But then they ruined.
He's so stupid. It works.
They ruined the ecosystem.
Well, guess what?
How? It's just the ocean.
I don't know.
Well, guess what? I think Patrick is the smartest character. Here's why. Mayonnaise is indeed an instrument. Hold your applause till the end.
I think that Patrick is power ruled.
What?
If you think about it, anytime that he gets power, he abuses it. And then he'll get rid of it because he hates what it has done to him.
Like when he has a nose.
What?
I forgot that happened. But yeah, And he also became some kind of king of, like, an ice cream thing.
Yeah, he did.
And whenever he became really smart, every single time he, like, betrayed or, like, did something awful to SpongeBob and he hated it and had to get rid of it. Once he gets power, he abuses it.
Me too, Twan.
So he's power ruled.
So my thing is,
he likes just being dumb friends with SpongeBob.
You know, I still think mayonnaise is an instrument. I will bring in a thing of mayonnaise tomorrow and go up to you and go, and it will make a sound.
While you're at it, maybe bring some ham.
Yeah, ham, man. Why haven't you been giving us any of your ham?
Because I haven't gotten ham in about 200 years because of you.
Yeah.
Why does it take so long to make ham?
True.
It's all gone.
What?
Can't be all gone. That's not possible.
You have two pigs in your house right now.
Someone else stole it.
They stole your pigs?
No. So you're lying now. You're a pathological liar. That's what you are.
Nice. Nice. So
no, that was a white lie.
Are your pigs still doing well?
No. I don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know. So it's almost like you ate them, right?
What?
Leo?
Leo. Hi, Leo.
Boy, I know you can hear us. Brian turned up the thing.
I think he might have turned it back down.
Maybe. It seems like he did.
Yeah, I think he did.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
that was pointless.
Still, what's your pig's names again?
Petunia and
like Oinkers or something? Mr. Oinkers? Mr. Snout?
Yeah,
the first time.
Mr. Oinkers?
Oinkers.
Yeah. Well, I got it. Let's go. Okay. Good job. So, are they doing well?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Okay, eat them.
No.
Why will you not eat your pigs?
We're not going over this topic again, dude.
Eat your pigs, bro.
If you were in a dire survival situation, you are eating your pigs.
No.
Or I will kill the pigs and eat them.
Like, I'll use them to hunt mushrooms.
What?
You don't know that pigs can smell out mushrooms?
Okay, but domesticated pigs, I bet they'll just like lay around.
Yeah, they'll probably try to get a belly rub or something. That's when you sneak attack.
Do you belly rub your pigs?
Yeah. That's when you go.
Why'd you say no so weirdly?
It's a normal thing.
They're like dogs now.
Yeah, they're like dogs.
Except big and fat.
God, you guys didn't catch my sneak attack, man.
Actually, our pigs are very healthy.
Yeah, well.
You know how much bacon healthy
pigs
you can
are
make?
Big and fat.
No, they're not. You're thinking of hogs.
You could still make ham.
Yeah.
No.
Doesn't matter the size, it's still ham worthy.
Yes.
You know the only post that Noah has on his Facebook is his pig?
That's not in my Facebook.
It's a picture that you took, and it says Noah.
Yeah, but I don't use my Facebook.
But it's still your account. Is it not?
Yeah, but I've never posted anything.
Guys.
There's literally a picture of your pig.
I say we tackle Noah's pig. Sneak attack, right?
Do you ever let your pig sleep in your bed?
Yes.
What? No. Ugh.
Oh, my gosh. What is your problem?
They're still pigs.
He's disgusted.
First you will pet it, then now you won't even let it sleep in your bed? At this point, it's
a two-story house.
At this point, it's just a dog.
They can't get upstairs.
They can't? Why not?
Because that's not how the way their legs work.
They can't jump?
No.
Wait, really? Can pigs not jump?
I don't know.
I've never owned a pig.
Go like that, but they can't jump.
That should be enough to go on top of a stair. But then they just roll down. Like
no, their legs are different.
Why don't you just pick them up?
I ain't that strong.
How much do they weigh?
I don't know.
About 220.
You gave us a number last time.
Yeah, you did.
What's a rough estimate?
I don't know. Let's move on to something else because this is boring.
You don't like talking about your own pigs?
I don't care.
You don't care about your pigs?
I care about my pigs. I just don't care about talking about them.
Do you ever just like let them out in the backyard and just let them roam?
They're pigs, so yeah.
Keep in mind, he lives in a suburban neighborhood.
You keep talking about this like I just know everything about pigs. And, like, I just know how you treat your pigs.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
I don't know anything. All I know is that you eat them.
No,
and they walk around the forest. That's about as much as I know.
That's actually against HOA regulations. You're not allowed to keep,
pigs.
Like, harvesting, like, pets.
Okay, but...
What?
They're domesticated. You're not allowed... If
you didn't
live in a neighborhood,
you're
not allowed to have, like, a farm animal that you, like, are, like, going to sell or...
Listen,
like make food.
You didn't know you were gonna do that, but then you got a little hungry a nuke hit the earth, and then you just were like, oh, well, I have nothing else to do. And if HOA is still around by that point, then you can just say, dude, I needed to survive. Yeah. Radiation's kind of hurting.
If there's a nuke hitting, that everyone's dead. What are you talking about?
You're not, and your pigs aren't.
What are you doing in that very moment?
Dying, I guess.
You won't eat them? You're going to eat your pigs. That's some rational decision.
What? Are you going to eat cockroaches? Because they'll survive, apparently.
Yeah. According to science.
You're not giving us an answer. You're just staring at me. Quit it.
Yeah. Menacingly.
Menacingly. I need to know. Will you eat your pigs or not if the world ends?
No.
End of conversation. We want to the next
Jace,
topic.
Would you
we
eat Benny if the world ends? Too much. And it's just you and Benny.
Yeah. It wouldn't be a very fulfilling meal because of how small he is, but yeah.
He's like an appetizer.
Yeah, for real.
Poor guy's so small.
Noah hates us.
Yeah, Noah just hates his pigs. Do you have a pig fear?
Do you have a fear of deer? Like crispy Concords?
What?
What are you afraid of?
Yeah, what are you afraid of?
What's your irrational fear that makes no sense? But it makes sense to you. Okay, mine's clowns.
Really?
Yeah, I hate clowns. Especially whenever there were, like, the killer clowns going around.
Oh, yeah.
Those were terrifying.
That's when I wasn't too fond of clowns.
I remember when they would appear on the news all the time, and I was like, oh my gosh.
I watched it afterwards, and I was like, yeah, it's fine. Nobody's going to be as worse as this guy.
I was terrified of it the first time I watched it. And then I watched it again, like, 2 or 3 years ago. I was like, oh, this is so good.
Yeah, it's a very good movie. Both of them.
He's not even a clown. He's just a shapeshifter.
Well, you know, he shapeshifted into
a clown. He's an asteroid.
What?
And so is... And the turtle can kill him.
Yeah, the turtle's the only thing that can kill him.
A giant tortoise. Yeah. Bet you didn't know that one, huh?
Yeah. I've never seen it, so no.
Well, it's not in the movie.
Yeah. Are they going to ever make a third one?
No. Because he's dead.
Well, they need to.
They won't. They've already said that they're not making It Chapter 3.
Oh.
Did you know that the guy who created llamas with hats made an epilogue?
No. What's your rational fear, Jace?
Feet.
Fair.
I don't know if you're dead serious or not.
Dead serious.
No, it's fair. Scared of
feet?
Yeah. I hate feet.
Me too, but I'm not, like, terrified of them.
Yeah. I'm not terrified. It's just that they make me uncomfortable.
That's a good point. Me too.
Yeah.
That's fair.
But, like, what's an actual, like, something that'll, like, make you scream?
Not a whole lot.
Not a whole lot, but, like, something that most people wouldn't.
Nothing, really.
Nothing? Wow.
Spiders.
Wow. I'm cool with spiders. Big spiders, I hit them with the lemon pepper stop of curb stomps.
I love spiders.
I love Australian spiders.
Okay, that's different.
That'd be so cool. Imagine, like, having a pet spider
that's ginormous. You were definitely the kid to pick up insects and throw them at the cute girls.
No.
You weren't?
No.
You give off that vibe.
What is going on? Who spider knows? Gwen?
Yeah, what's Spider Gwen doing here?
I actually had to... Sick. I actually found my costume randomly around my room yesterday. Is he turning us up? Or down? Hi, Bryant. Can you see us or hear us?
Yeah, I can. Cool. All right. So back to the regular scheduled programming.
That was random.
Back to the programming that's regularly scheduled on today's schedule.
Indeed.
Indeed?
Indeed.
Indeed.
All right. Indeed. I rewatched Rogue One.
What's that?
Great movie. I liked it.
Did Star you Wars say, movie. What's that?
Yeah.
So first you don't want to kill your pigs. Now you don't know what Rogue One is? I'm losing it.
Well, those are two different things, all right.
They're the same. They're equal in sadness.
You don't want to kill something sentimental to you? And you don't want to watch a movie?
You don't want to watch a Star Wars movie?
I didn't say I didn't want to watch it. I just said I didn't know what it was.
Man.
It's like one of the saddest Star Wars movies. Like, yeah, there's Revenge of the Sith, Episode 3, and then there's Rogue One.
Yeah.
Bro, Jen couldn't have anything good in her life.
Who's just like one Star Wars character that if you could, you'd get rid of him immediately, no thoughts about it?
You guys go first.
The guy who kills the clones. The Jedi guy.
What?
He's from the Clone Wars series. And he has, like, He was a Jedi Master, and he had no like feelings towards the clones. He just thought they were expendable and just like machines, even though they were human still.
Who would I get rid of? BB-8.
Why BB-8?
I don't like BB-8. R2-D2 is better.
R2-D2 is always better.
Yeah, but they wouldn't have found Luke Skywalker without him, bro.
That sucks.
Well, R2-D2 could have done better, just saying.
Yeah.
If I had to choose who to get rid of, I would have gotten rid of the story writers for The Last Jedi.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't get rid of a character. I'd just get rid of the actual people that made it.
What are you guys doing out there?
Athleticism at its finest.
I can't even see what's going on.
They're doing like a Spider-Man photo shoot.
Hey, go crazy.
Why do you sound like J. Jonah Jameson?
They're doing a Spider-Man photo shoot outside.
That's not. No, your original voice was way better.
How do you think J. Jonah Jameson feels with all like Comic Cons and things where like there's just a bunch of Spider-Man everywhere?
They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
The menaces.
Spider-Punk. He's everywhere.
Spider-Punk. I feel like Spider-Punk's J. Jonah Jameson is the government.
Yeah, it's literally just the whole entire government.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just run by J. Jonah Jameson.
I could see that, actually.
I mean, his son is an astronaut.
Spider-Punk's?
No, J. Jonah Jameson's.
J. Jonah Jameson has a son?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
And he's an astronaut.
Yeah.
He goes on a rocket in one of the older series, and he goes to, like, second Earth or whatever.
Yeah.
What?
It's canon.
And J. Jonah Jameson hires Spider-Man to look after him.
Yep. Oh, that's the show I watched.
Spider-Man Unlimited or something?
Yeah, it's Unlimited. I watched 4 episodes and I had to turn it off because I got really confused.
Because you got confused.
I just looked at, I went on Disney Plus, clicked on it. I looked at it. I was like, this looks like He-Man. I'm not watching this.
This looks like He-Man.
Yeah.
I love that's He-Man.
A good one. I mean, He-Man's a good show, but it's like.
That Spider-Man's a really good one. It's just, you know.
Have you guys ever seen Voltron?
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 Oh, right. Yeah, the mech series.
Huh?
The Voltron. Voltron was so good.
It's just people, mechs.
Oh.
There's a show called Dinosaur King that was literally just like.
What's with you and dinosaurs? Can we talk about this?
It was like Pokemon, but dinosaurs.
Okay.
Back instead to my, of Pokeballs, back they to my were question. On cards.
Cool.
It was so cool.
Back to my question. What is with you and dinosaurs?
They're just cool.
Are you going to be a planetologist?
A planetologist?
However
what's
you say.
What's a planetologist?
Paleontologist.
Paleontologist. There you go. No, but I used to want to be. And then I didn't know more.
Yeah, same.
And now you just play Ark every day.
Now I just play Ark every day. This is right. This is correct. I love me some Ark. I love me some dinosaurs.
Oh, I need to play that song later.
Why don't you like dinosaurs? Can we talk about this?
I just think they're weird.
Why do you think they're weird?
They never deserve to be on Earth.
They were here before us.
I don't care.
It's crazy. That's crazy. No, what's your stance on dinosaurs?
I mean, yeah, I have like, I think they're cool. Some of them are cool, but some of them are like, why are you here?
Can you look things up?
No.
Okay. Let me show you this one. It's called a Dreadnoughtus. The name sounds pretty cool, right?
Dreadnoughtus.
Does it
have dreads?
Not Dreadnoughtus.
Dude, that's literally just the name of the Star Wars ship. Dreadnought.
My thing is, does the dinosaur have dreads? Is it nonchalant?
No, he's got like big balloons on his neck.
Oh, that's not cool.
It is cool.
No, it's not.
Does he look really scary?
Does he have dreads?
You just asked that question.
Ew!
And what do you mean, ew?
All right.
Does that have any Outkast songs on here? Hold on.
All right. Love the attention. So why you trying to be so happy here? Okay. Do you like the Pachyrhinus?
The what?
Pachyrhinus.
I did not mean it.
I don't know that one.
Maria.
Hold up, I got you.
Oh, right. Yeah, I remember that one.
That one's cool.
I'll give you that. I like the Triceratops more.
Yeah, Triceratops is pretty cool.
See, you do like dinosaurs. You're just hating on me for no reason.
No, I just don't like certain ones.
Like what?
The first one you showed me.
The Dreadnoughtus? Velociraptors. You don't like Velociraptors?
No, they're weird.
Why?
Wait, dude.
I just explained my whole reason.
The movie ones or like the realistic ones?
The real ones. There's no way they had feathers.
They did.
They did.
That's weird.
Why is that weird?
I just don't like it.
You know, T-Rex had like hair? Not feathers, but hair. And when they were first, like before they were T-Rexes, they had feathers.
Actually, that'd be even more scary. Like a T-Rex is already kind of like threatening, but imagine like you can't see where it's looking.
You know how they're trying to make the new Jurassic World like very terrifying?
Yeah.
I feel like Jurassic Park did it best.
Yeah.
What's that? The first one?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, they did so good, dude. When the Spinosaurus came out, I was terrified. It was great. I loved it.
The one, or the one with the scene where they hide in the kitchen.
Yeah, that too. That was really good. And then they redid it in Jurassic World.
Yeah. I think I'm going to give it a chance when those movies come out, and I'll watch it.
What ones have you seen?
I've seen Fallen Kingdom.
Was that the newest one?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like it very much.
I thought it was okay.
It was kind of iffy.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Chris Pratt was in it.
Chris Pratt was in all the worlds.
I know.
He's like the main character.
Yeah, he's the guy that goes,
shh. Baby, okay, girl. Baby girl.
Click, 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 click.
Click, 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 click. Baby girl. Shh. Click, 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 click.
Calm
click,
down.
Click, 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 click.
Oh, yeah.
Like Red Dead. Yeah. Like Red Dead 2.
Oh, yeah.
Calm down, girl.
I haven't played Red Dead Story Mode.
What?
Oh, that's a game we can all get.
I have it.
Really?
Well, on my PlayStation.
Oh, get on your Xbox.
Is it cross-platform?
I have online on my computer.
Well, get it should be on Game Pass, but get it, and we can all play Red Dead Redemption 2 on stream or something.
I love just messing around on it. Me and my cousin played it. You know, the only goal we had was to get a bounty license. We never got it.
I just like riding the horses.
Yeah, we bought some horses that were, like, really good, and then we just rode around.
Yeah. You know the train?
Yeah.
That's a very menacing train.
How's it menacing? I just steal it.
I accidentally once left a horse in front of it, and I didn't realize the train was going to go like that, and it killed my horse.
Dang.
Poor horsey.
I was, like, 12.
Dude.
How traumatizing that
the
was.
The only way I make money in that game is by just, like...
I don't remember. I don't think I named it.
Anytime I make money in that game, it's just by, like, hunting every animal I can find.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, horse.
R.I.P. Horse A. What was the horse's name?
I don't remember.
Is it just, like, the basic horse?
That. Yeah, it was just the basic horse.
Scrawny.
Scrawn.
Scrawny Nag.
Scrawny James.
Scrawny Nag is its name.
Scrawny James.
James?
Yeah, brother of Bronny James.
I feel like you could be a James,
son.
Noah.
Son of LeBron James.
No, you look like you could be a James.
LeBonbon.
LeBonbon.
Baby girl.
Noah, who's your favorite sporty?
Who?
Your favorite sporty.
I don't know what that is.
Sports person?
Oh. I don't have one.
You didn't give the right answer. It's Bron Bron.
Yep.
It's the only right answer.
You are my sunshine.
From the top now.
Exactly. From the top now.
You are my sunshine. My only sunshine. You make me happy when you shoot a three.
Whoosh.
When it goes into the goal.
That was a half court shot.
It goes.
Swish.
Swish. Break it down. Hey, ever since I was a kid. Oh, yeah.
Dude, I wish many things.
You know what I wish?
What?
Cockroaches. Cockroaches wouldn't survive a nuclear bomb.
Dude, how can cockroaches survive in a radiation bomb, but I can't?
Evolution.
That's true. This is
evolution
true.
Evolution of what? of radiation? What, do they just constantly live in a
radiated field?
There you go.
Let's just send one out into space and see if it survives.
I think it would implode.
You know your beaver thing?
Yeah.
Let's just do that with cockroaches into space. And then they'll just have to like learn how to survive.
I don't think you can get a helicopter up into space.
Yeah, but you know what you can get? A cockroach strapped onto a rocket ship.
And then they'll just have to learn how to survive up there. Yep. And then eventually,
take them to Mars.
Eventually we'll have space bugs.
Ooh, we'll take them to Mars. Take them to Mars.
No.
Let's be the creators of aliens of space bugs.
Yeah, for real. Make them really
NASA,
big.
Where are you? Give us a call.
At 317-244-9234.
WBDG.
That's our hotline. So anybody can call, pretty much.
Pretty much. Everybody can.
Yeah.
The whole world can. If Jimmy across the street wants to. What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, with tax and world fees and all that stuff, it's kind of hard to call.
From a call. Also, well, that's their problem the pond.
We only can go out and can only... We only reach a small amount of people.
Well, we have an online website.
Yeah, you're right.
That works very well.
Yes, it does.
You are my son.
Can this guy stop?
Oh, sorry.
What's another kind of exotic animal that you have or had, Noah?
None.
You've only had pigs? Do you have a dog?
It's not an exotic animal.
Do you have a dog?
Yes, it is. Don't lie.
Do you have a dog?
Yeah.
What's his name? Charlie? Barkley?
I'm not going to say
that. That's a bright light.
But you have a doggy?
Yeah.
What kind of doggy?
Pit bull.
Can I see it?
Can I see you, baby?
I love pit bulls. I literally posted on my story yesterday that I want one so bad.
Oh my god.
I like pit bulls. I like bulldogs.
I like bulldogs.
I like all them dogs, them smush faces. They're real cute.
I like all them doggy dogs.
Oh my gosh, that light is bright. It's bright. Yeah. It's lighting up this room. I can't even see it.
Yeah, it's in my peripherals.
It's in your peripherals?
Yeah.
So, Jace, what is your favorite game throughout the years? Oh my goodness.
Let me see.
He's a beautiful boy.
He's a tubby boy.
It's a girl.
Oh.
She's a beautiful girl.
She's a beautiful girl.
Gorgeous.
Very cute doggy.
Yeah, she's really old.
Very cute doggy.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Spider- I don't like your staring
Spider
at us.
Spider Woman, why are you staring at us?
Yo, Spider Man. Do a flip.
Do a flip.
Yo, you that spider guy?
Do you think they're going to take pictures of me if I wear my costume here?
They could.
Do a flip.
Our final stand. I got a little bit of a gut going now. I've eaten a lot.
You can just see the shadow go by.
All I see is a. I got a little bit of a gut going right now.
I got a little bit of a gut going right now.
Would you do a Johnny Bravo impression?
I got a little bit.
That was Johnny Bravo?
I got a little bit.
Listen, I got a bit of a tummy ache going right now.
What's wrong with your gut?
It's gotten bigger.
Why is that?
Because I've eaten a lot.
Like?
Food?
Like? You know what we need? We need a curtain or like blinds.
Yeah.
So you know what I need?
A million bucks. Don't. That's what I thought.
I need somebody help.
I need somebody help. Not anybody help.
So, looks like the Spider Person photo shoot is over.
Yep.
Now we can finally get to talking about Spider Man.
Gosh, and it wouldn't have been awkward.
Yeah.
So, guys, Spider Man.
Jace, what's your favorite game throughout the years?
Throughout the years?
Throughout the years.
Like,
of all time?
When we capping?
What's the top one of all time?
For me?
Yes.
I've played it a lot. It's probably Minecraft.
Minecraft, really?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Minecraft
Noah?
Or Skyrim?
Best game?
Of all the years.
That I've played.
Like, what's the one that you most enjoy that you're just like, oh my gosh.
That I keep coming to over and over again?
I mean, you don't have to keep coming to it over and over again. It could just be a one and done.
I really liked Infamous.
What's that?
Never heard of it.
It's a PS3 game.
Oh, that's why.
Or Ghost of Tsushima. That was just a masterpiece.
Have you ever wanted to play Elden Ring, guys?
I got told I probably should before I play Nightreign.
You what?
I got told I probably should before I play Nightreign.
I have to reinstall Bloodborne. Who told you that?
One of my friends.
Why?
Because he was like, just get the mechanics out.
Honestly, most people say you should play Dark Souls 1 before you should play any other Soulsborne games. But I started with Elden Ring, okay? And honestly, I'm very happy I did. Because I would not have the appreciation I have for the game without Elden Ring.
I'm playing, well, it's on another console. That's my dad, so I don't have it right now. But I'm playing Lies of P.
A game that's, like, very like Elden Ring that I've heard. I haven't played it yet, but my friend plays it a lot. Is called Avowed.
Oh, yeah. It's like they tried to remake Skyrim and called it Avowed, and then everyone's like, dude, this looks better, but it sucks.
I've only heard good things about it. Seems really cool.
Yeah, there was good things, but there was also, like, just critiques about it.
I'm going to critique you.
I might critique you, too.
Also, did you hear that they remastered Elder Scrolls Oblivion?
Yes.
I heard about that. I haven't played Elder Scrolls yet.
And
I've heard it's really good.
They're selling the deluxe edition for $60, I believe.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Guess what you get with it?
What?
The horse armor.
I haven't even played the first game. I don't know what this is.
It's like, so the thing is, that was like the first microtransaction ever. Was in 2003, Elder Scrolls Oblivion. You could buy a little DLC for like $1 or $3 where it gave you horse armor. So then they started to buy that. And so then that's where it all came from. So right, as like Elder a meme. Elder
Scrolls ruined all the games. Nice.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about if it's true, but I feel like it was like one of the first microtransactions.
You just made me hate Elder Scrolls.
Yep.
I haven't even played it yet.
I heard the game's really good.
As a meme, they put in the horse armor again.
Shoot.
What does the horse armor do?
I don't know. It's just horse armor. Maybe it just looks cool.
Probably. I'm so happy I paid $30 extra for this armor that I'm never going to use.
No, it's only $10.
Still, the game's free on Game Pass.
Yeah, but it's only $50.
You know what? I think I'll just use my $20 per month subscription and just play it.
I mean, yeah, that's like Xbox's plan, is that Xbox Game Pass, like people who have that, can play it on release. But for like other people, like PlayStation, it costs $50. That's their whole entire plan.
Most on-release games get put on the PlayStation Plus subscription. Like Elden Ring was on there for a little bit, but then they took it off because it just kept getting too popular. And then they were like, ooh, I want money.
Yeah.
I want money, even though I'm getting money for the PlayStation Plus subscriptions.
Yeah, but like,
that's more money.
Just to get the subscription, it's like $14, but the actual game itself is like $60. So, you know, it's a little bit of a difference. Only like, you know, $46 more.
Yeah.
Would you rather have $46 in your pocket or $14?
Depends. What's 14 times 12?
Not enough.
It's...
You got this, I believe in you. I don't even...
120, know. 132, 144.
Boom.
That was not right.
112 times 10. Oh, yeah, I did the math wrong.
Yeah. Then what's the right one, Hotshot?
Hotshot!
Yeah, I was close enough.
I had a calculator, so don't call me Hotshot. I just cheated.
Just like hey, doing you did everything. A
great job on that test. Brian, well, I cheated, so don't compliment me. Like, what?
Can you hear us, Bryant? Can you hear us?
What is that?
Oh, yeah. You need to have your mom fill out the permission slip so you can come in on Friday.
Why is he, like, shoving it against the glass, though?
Now there's smudges everywhere.
Nice. Bryant made the glass dirty.
Way to make the glass dirty, Bryant. You did so well.
Clean it now. We already mentioned it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned it. We mentioned it twice.
We're talking about the marathon, guys.
Yeah.
If you can hear us jump. Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Because I was very 50-50 on it.
Yeah. Okay.
Wait, so wait. Come back.
Oh, I got a topic we could talk about.
Yeah, we got
Okay, so minutes. I want you to jump up and touch the ceiling. Jump. He said, right. Oh, that's crazy.
He got it.
Yeah, he did
it. Yay!
Did he break it?
No.
No.
It's fine.
Cut that.
Okay, bye, Brian.
The tile's completely fine.
Nice.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about for the next 20 minutes?
So I was thinking, talking about movies that you think could have gone a different way and it would have made it better.
Avengers Endgame, not killing Tony Stark.
All of them.
Every single movie could have went different and it could have been better.
Yeah.
Captain Marvel could have done it.
I'd never seen Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel was pretty good.
What?
Okay.
So if you, that means you can't see Secret Invasion.
So I here's my thing. Here's
Secret
my
Invasion looks so shush. Terrible.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
They, I think they used AI for the intro.
Anyways, I don't care.
Is Secret Invasion the one with Samuel Jackson? It's
the Scrolls.
Night Fury, and it's just the Scrolls. I don't like that because there's not really much to it. It's just the Scrolls, and
Hold on. Let him speak.
I don't find interest. This is gonna sound incredibly rude. In Captain Marvel.
Okay.
She
that
just
makes sense.
Doesn't.
I mean, just, yeah, it was a mid film.
Yeah,
she has so much power, though.
It was cool, but it wasn't like, oh my god.
She has so much power, and they don't ever use her.
Listen, if I can enjoy a dude with super, like, a dude with super strength and a shield better than someone who can, like, blast lasers out of her fists, I think that means something.
Yeah. Shout out, Captain America, though.
Okay, other than, what's her name again?
Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Other than her, what's like your least favorite MCU character? What? I feel like you have it, but
like,
you just don't want it to say it.
Yeah,
Scarlet Witch.
Why?
I don't like her.
Why? I thought she was good. Her life is just really tragic.
I really liked the
show.
Yeah,
I feel like her. I didn't.
What?
I didn't like.
I thought the show was mid. At best.
The show was so good.
I was kind of confused on. Okay, it could have. The show, it could have gone way better if they made Agatha a little bit more threatening.
Yeah. And here's my thing. They had no reason to kill her brother that early.
Pietro.
Yes.
Yeah, like, bro, you just dishonored Quicksilver's name.
Pietro is such a good character.
By killing him in Age of Ultron. Like,
in the comics, yeah. Dude, he had so much.
But then again, he didn't, like.
That was painful. That was so painful.
Like,
anyways, go.
Couldn't he just caught the bullets instead of just being a human shield?
This is true. Yeah.
He's the speedster of the MCU, and he just got.
Like, yeah, in the comics, he had so much, like, book time, I guess. But like,
I like X-Men Quicksilver way better.
Oh, yeah. That was, yeah. Mm-hmm. Great. Awesome. Amazing. I love him.
From Days of Future Past? Where he's just living in his mom's basement and
I've
he's just chilling?
I've actually not seen the movie. I've just seen the clips of him. That's all I've seen about that movie.
Where he's just chilling in his mom's basement.
That and also whenever he saves all the orphans from the orphanage.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. It's amazing.
They weren't orphans.
They weren't?
No, that wasn't an orphanage. That was the school for mutants.
Oh, I thought that was an orphanage.
No, he was saving all the mutants. They were the X-Men base was being blown up, and the X-Men base is right below the school.
Whoopsies.
Because Professor X is the one who built the school.
I don't know much about X-Men. Is this bad?
Probably.
You should really watch the movies, but they're
I should, but
the
I
first
don't want
like.
To.
X-Men, X2, and X-Men The Last Stand, they all crap on Cyclops.
Why?
I guess the director just hated him. I don't know.
That's the guy with the laser beams, right?
Yeah, they do him dirty. Like,
so,
that's not even an understatement.
It's getting really hot in here.
Noah, who do you think is the worst MCU character?
This is the final thing, because I am about to have a heat stroke.
I haven't seen it yet, but from what I've seen, Zeus.
Zeus?
From
Thor.
Thor Love and Thunder.
Yeah.
Like, what's the need for him to be here, dude?
I don't know. Just expand on the mythology. I'm going to say Nick Fury.
What?
What?
Whoa. Wait, you mean the Skrull version or actual Nick Fury?
What?
There's two different versions. Know your ball, bro.
I didn't know about that.
Skrull Nick Fury? He's or
actual what's the
Nick
difference?
Fury?
One's a Skrull, one's not. It's
the
Skrull
one has been the Nick Fury till Endgame?
Yeah.
So all this time Nick Fury was a Nick Fury?
Yeah. It was just an imitator. So, Nick Fury's been on a ship in space having a vacation.
Yeah.
Which is honestly based. He just got an alien to do his job.
Yeah.
In general, I don't like him. I don't know.
Is it because it's played by Samuel L. Jackson?
Bores me. No, I like Samuel L. Jackson. I think he's a great actor. He just bores me.
I thought he was cool.
I thought he was cool too. So.
I don't know. He's just a guy. And he's just a dude.
But he's got a scar. And an eye patch.
But what a guy. Fake. What a legend.
It's all not right. Even real. He's a Skrull.
All right.
No, so, the
yeah, the eye patch and stuff is real.
I know, but still, he's a Skrull and he's fake and he's, I don't know.
Everything's a lie.
I don't like him. I didn't like Secret Invasion. I didn't even watch it all.
I didn't even see it at all.
Is it a show or a movie? I think it's a show.
It's a show. You know what? Here's back on what I wanted to talk about.
I just remember at one point
they shouldn't have made Moon Knight a show. They should have made it.
That
a movie.
Would have been a great movie.
That show was so confusing, but I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was good, but again, they just
I couldn't
have made
get through
it
episode 2 without just banishing it. I was like, yeah, I'm never watching this again.
It was like it was really good, but I had zero clue what was going on half the time.
Yeah, it could have been a movie. Morbius. I feel like Morbius was actually a good movie.
I never watched it because everybody said it was so bad.
I watched it. Great movie.
You should have your own opinions.
Yep.
Well, I do, but
he's not independent.
It
he's
just
not
looked,
an independent
it just
woman.
Looked terrible
I say that, but
and
I'm scared to watch
to.
Thor: Love and Thunder because I've heard how bad it is.
Thor: Love and Thunder was really good.
I liked it.
Me too.
But
have your own opinions.
Yeah, have your own opinions, buddy.
I also hated Madame Web. Madame Web was terrible.
Never seen it. Never will.
Yeah, it was a Sony film, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why it was bad.
Yeah.
Madame Web is literally like the connector of all the Spider-Men, and it was just three chicks the whole time.
Yeah. If Marvel was the one directing it, it would have been a great movie. But since it's Sony, they just were like, ooh, money.
Money.
I feel like Kraven is like the best Sony movie out of all of them.
I have yet to see it, but I hear it's amazing.
Kraven was so good. Sorry.
I still haven't seen it yet.
Dude, I will just say no one knows what I'm talking about. The end scene where they reveal who the brother is. Oh, my God. It was so good.
I mean, I already knew.
I did, too, but it was, like, that honest reveal of who he was.
Yeah, like, where he, like, just, his form just
can we say
slits
it?
Back into a community.
Or do you want to be surprised? Because it's literally just another character.
I don't know. I don't know. Is it, like, a really big character?
It's a Spider-Man villain.
I mean, he's like,
is it?
He's not huge, but he's still a big villain.
Is it the Raven?
No.
What?
Or a crow, or whatever the bird is.
The Vulture.
The Vulture.
No.
He's already been. He already fought him.
The Vulture's.
He fought him in Homecoming.
Adrian.
Yeah, he fought him in Homecoming. He's in jail.
Oh yeah, I didn't like that one.
I liked that one a lot, actually.
I liked him.
I did not enjoy Homecoming very much.
Though they should have specified that, because the whole entire point of why he wears the suit is because he has back cancer, spine cancer.
Yeah. They never touched on that.
Spider-Man villain. I'm trying to guess it.
He's really good at imitating.
Yeah, no, I have no idea.
All right, it's Chameleon.
I was going to say that, but I thought he already fought Chameleon.
No, he's never fought Chameleon before.
Yeah, so Kraven's brother, you find out.
I mean, they literally hint at it that he'll become Chameleon because in the... like star of the film, he imitates his dad and
perfectly.
Craven's like, man, you're getting really good at that.
Yeah.
And then he imitates Michael Bublé and
Michael Bublé
and
Harry Styles.
Yeah.
How did Chameleon get his powers?
He went to a lab in New York City.
And then he was just powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
same way.
He felt weak.
Yeah, he felt weak, and same way with, I forget who it was.
Rhino.
Rhino. Yep. Rhino also got his powers like that.
The Sony movies are
Rhino has powers?
Yeah.
I thought he was just a Russian guy in a suit.
No.
No, that's the Amazing Spider-Man version.
Yeah.
And so, that's like the base. Like, it's usually a guy. What happens is Rhino gets in the suit. Alexei gets in the Rhino suit, and then he's stuck in it. That's Rhino. But Sony, for some reason, takes things always very, bio-fleshy, like, changing the body, not just accurate to the comics.
Which I thought they did his role really well, but I don't know. I like the Sony ones. I like Morbius. I like Kraven. I like...
Morbius was Sony?
Yeah.
I thought that was full Marvel.
No, it was a co-production.
Yeah, Kraven and Morbius are probably the only good Sony movies.
Yeah. Well, Amazing Spider-Man.
Oh,
yeah,
Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man was so good.
Yep. Aside from those. And then, of course, there's the animation studio in Sony that creates Into the Spider-Verse.
That's not what we're talking about.
We're talking about live action.
Yeah, Sony. Those are like the only good live action movies. Yeah.
I got to say, I hate the One Piece live action. It's so terrible.
I met one of the characters.
Is he really?
Yeah. Last year at Comic-Con, I ran into him.
Who was Zorro?
The guy with the long nose.
Oh, Usopp.
Yep.
In the show, he doesn't even have a long nose.
I know.
It's shorter than mine.
Yeah. He got a little button nose.
Yeah, it's like teeny weeny. It's like, bro, it's not even accurate.
Yeah. So you hate the show just because they got the guy's nose wrong?
I didn't really care too much about that. I just kind of thought that was funny. But it's, I don't know, I didn't like it. It was pretty bad.
Me no likey. Okay.
Yeah, I'm still going to watch it, though. Every episode's like 40 minutes long.
Back on movies that could have gone
I love how like 10-20 minutes ago, Jace was like, all right, last thing, and then we're leaving because I'm about to have a heat stroke.
Yeah, I'm seriously over here sweating.
Does that fan still work? Or is
no, it
still
broke.
Should we finish off here?
I think so.
I got one more movie, though.
Oh, my goodness. Hurry up, Jesus, Noah, before Noah. I lose my mind.
Big Hero 6.
Fire.
It was great as is.
Fire. Yeah, it's great, but if it was like...
If they made a second movie and not a show, I would be so happy.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it just, when he gets mad and he takes out his compassion, card, and he says, attack, I just feel like that's kind of underwhelming of his anger. I feel like he should have put on the mask and made the, robot beads attack him.
No. I see why he did it.
It was like to show that he was fully getting revenge by his brother's own creation.
Yeah.
Not by his own creation. Why would he use his own when he could just use his brother's and show that he is fully getting revenge for his brother and not just for
whatever. I feel like you got a good point, but I'm saying it would have been better because he's letting the robot do it. Why would he want the robot to do it and not him do it himself?
I just
because
told you
it's his brother's creation.
It's his brother's revenge, not his own.
Yeah. Yeah, I said that was a good point. I was just putting out the rest of my view.
It's not a good point. It's the truth. You're a liar. I love you.
Terrible point. I'm kidding.
Just saying, it could have been another way they could have gone.
You know what? We haven't been mean enough to you today, so just be quiet. just be quiet.
We're ending
We validated your opinion way too many times today.
Yeah, for real.
This is not a Just Yappin' episode. We were too nice.
Yeah. Have we changed? Oh, my God. Have we matured?
Oh, well, we did have the whole thing about the pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was your... No.
Whatever.
That's going to... Yeah, the bit's over. That's going to wrap up today's
There's
Just
no
Yappin'.
Bit. You're going to eat that pig.
Oh, my God. Let me do my outro. Okay. Thank you guys for listening to Just Yappin', number one radio show in the world. Don't fact check us like Cohen said. You have a great rest of your day. And here is Hey Ya by Outkast. See you guys next week. Or actually, maybe Friday or Saturday. Depends on if we have time. Bye.